Welcome to Spotlight and the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. Today I'm talking to senior outside linebacker Danny Mason.
Kick off!
Danny, let's begin by letting us know where you grew up.
I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, right across the bridge from Indiana. And I grew up in the West End of Louisville. I went to Shawnee High School, and it's one of the only two schools in the West End. The other school is Central High School. They won 3A state championship. That's where Muhammad Ali went, and that was one of my childhood heroes.
First and 10.
What effect, if any, did growing up on the west side of Louisville have on you?
It wasn't like the best community as far as just being in the West End. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a low poverty area, but it was like one of those everybody knew everybody, or somebody knew somebody you knew. So all eyes was on you most of the time. And people knew your parents at some point in time. Somebody knew your mom. So you didn't want to just do too much around the neighborhood. But it was a great experience, man. It made me who I am today. It made me appreciate the small things. And that's why I feel like I'm going to get far, just because I'll never forget the small lessons in life I learned just growing up back at home in Louisville.
Second and long.
That in itself is a great accomplishment. So how did you end up in commerce?
And he called me, he's like, it's Texas A&M. But he's like, it's commerce. So I'm like, it's the same thing to me. I thought it was College Station at the time. And we was coming down to 30. I'm like, this don't look like it's going to College Station, man. I'm on my GPS like, this ain't headed to College Station. And we pulled up in good old Commerce and seen Lone Star on the left, Walmart. Everything just seemed to fall in place that night. The people was friendly, and the team showed me love. I just knew I was going somewhere. Commerce was a place where I can grow academically and as a football player and a person. So I signed with Coach Morris and never looked back, man.
Third and goal.
You've come a long way since first arriving here, earning a pair of first-team all-conference selections and being named the 2012 Lone Star Linebacker of the Year. Now that's apparently piqued some NFL scouts' interests. What would it mean to you to make it to the NFL?
I feel like for me to make the NFL, make a roster, or even just go to mini camp, man, which a lot of guys don't experience, man, it puts some closure to a lot of things. My collegiate football career and coming out of Shawnee High School, my football career there, puts a lot of closure to a lot of doubters that has odds stacked against us. Just a kid coming out of Louisville, Kentucky from the West End area, like just giving those people hope back at home. And some younger guys in the community that if you just stick to your core values and just doing things right and just never letting nothing hold you back, that's my plan, just to give them people hope.
Fourth down.
Thank you for being with us today, Danny. And as you continue to prepare for the NFL draft and wherever you go, just remember that everyone here at Texas A&M University Commerce is rooting for that kid from Louisville, Kentucky, who grew up on the West Side. You've been listening to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.